Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks, live from Chicago, where we're getting the band back together. It is Social Geek Radio. Jack Munson here in the Social Geek Studios. And I've got a very special guest tonight. If you've ever seen me at the IFA shows in Vegas or some of the other wonderful places where the IFA is doing shows these days, if you've ever seen me standing around talking to Jack Nicholson, I've got some news for you. It probably wasn't really Jack Nicholson. It was probably tonight's guest. It's Mr. John Geenan, host of the Jack Up Your Thinking video series and director of franchise development at Blue Water. How you doing, John?
Fantastic, Jack. You know, actually, I could be a Jack in real life. I'm a John. So are you a Jack originally, or are you a John?
You know, I was born John, but somewhere along the line, someone started calling me Jack or Jackson, and it just took, and here we are.
Well, Jack Nicholson is John, actually, also.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my favorite thing anymore when I go through an airport and my passport says John, and I hand it to someone and they say, well, wait a minute, but this says Jack and your passport says John. And I'll say something like, well, you know, Jack, John, you know, like John Kennedy. And now they look at me and say, who?
Yeah. They're all in their early 20s. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, John Kennedy, who's that? But Jack Nicholson, they probably still know. So, and I have to say, John, your business cards that you were using earlier this year, I love these. It's a business card with your picture on it, and then the title below it is not Jack Nicholson. So, kudos on those cards.
I do that because all day long I get the same question: has anyone ever told you, or do you know that you look like?
And really,
so I have good fun with it only because Jack is the most admired actor probably on the planet.
Oh yeah,
generally, won more Oscars and more Oscar nominations than any other actor in the world. And so he's very well known, and it's a privilege to actually have someone say that I resemble Jack Nicholson. So I have good fun with it though.
Absolutely, and you're having fun with this Jack Up Your Thinking video series. Tell us about these videos.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story here, and that is in 1993, my best friend in the world refused to return my phone call. And when that happens with your best friend in the world, you wonder what's going on. Finally, when I did reach him, I said to Paul, you know, what's up? You're not returning my phone call. He said, man, he said, you're the most negative person that I can imagine. He said, life is too short to hang around with someone like you. He said, I'm done. And he hung up the phone on me. Never even said goodbye.
Wow.
Now that, to have your best friend in the world declare that he doesn't want to be your friend because you are the most negative person that he can think of, it's trauma. And it actually was trauma. And I thought about it for months after months. It bothered me. I mean, it really did. It bothered me terribly. And finally I said, you know, I was angry at him, but I finally said, you know, he was my best friend because I admired who he was, the way he carried himself, the way he took care of himself and interacted with life and other people. He was just a good man. And I said, if he said that about me, there's got to be some shred of truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided at that moment that what I was going to do is I was going to change the way that I think. I was going to be a more positive person. And so I made up a mantra. And whenever anyone would say good morning, hello to me, et cetera, I would say, how are you? Because no one says just hello anymore. It's always, hey, Jack, how you doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, you always answer, well, you know, same old day, et cetera. So I said, what I'm going to do is say fantastic. And so in 1993, I started saying fantastic. And you have the opportunity, everyone has the opportunity to say that on a daily basis, maybe 10, 20, 25, 30 times. That's how many times people will actually say, how are you, Jack? and you say fantastic, and it's really the response that you get, the looks in their eyes. Many people will say, I've never heard anyone say that before. And so I said, what I want to do also then is I want to take this a little bit farther. I want to become a motivational speaker. I was a radio disc jockey for a number of years. I had a TV program that I hosted and produced. And so I said, what I'd like to do is actually take this a step further and do motivational speaking. So my keynote is titled Jack Up Your Thinking. And I do that nationwide for businesses, et cetera. But more importantly, what I do every day is I put together a video series that I have every day of the week. I have a video which is about 60 seconds in length.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hosted on YouTube. I've got about 1,300 videos on YouTube. And they're all just a 60-second tidbit of a thought for the day that is motivationally oriented. And so I call them Jack Up Your Thinking. And, the response has just been overwhelming. And it's really kind of funny because I tape these. I'll tape 30 or 40 at a time. I edit them and then set them up on a schedule to be viewed every day. And I might look at one, Jack, and say, I don't think that one's good enough to play today. And that's the one that will get me a lot of emails back and people even calling me saying, John, I really needed to hear that today. Thank you very much.
That's interesting that your fans are telling you different than, what your instinct about, maybe one wasn't quite up to par. That's good.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So it's almost like a horoscope. Horoscopes, if you read a horoscope, any of the horoscopes, they can apply to you.
Of course.
And so they're very general in nature.
Yeah.
And the same with my videos is that they can apply to just about anyone. And many people say, I have my kids view these also on a daily basis. So, with your listeners, if those individuals out there would like to be jacked up for a day or even do that on a regular basis, I'd be glad to have them put them on. There's no cost to it. They can look at it if they want or just delete it if they don't. I'll make that offer to your folks.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get them via email. Where I typically consume them is I see them on Facebook. That's just sort of the quickest, easiest way for me to consume short videos. And by the way, I love the fact that they're only about a minute long, because the days of me wanting to download or watch a video that's more than 10 minutes long, forget it, right? These are short, while you're getting ready in the morning or on your train ride or whatever into work or sitting at the airport is where I typically see a lot of these things. It's a minute, you're in, you're out, great thought. And then I see a lot of my friends sharing them later in the day, either on LinkedIn, because we've got a lot of LinkedIn geeks in my little circle here. So I see a lot of them on LinkedIn and then later in the day on Facebook too. So it seems like, you've gone from this subscription model to now where you've got people who might be subscribers, but then they're sharing it on Facebook or other social platforms and other friends are seeing them too. So tell me about the impact of all of these videos. You said 1,300 of these you've done so far over several years. What kind of feedback are you getting or do you have any other stories about what people have gone on to do with these videos or from watching the videos?
Well, it's surprising. I think if you look around and keep your ear to the ground, you understand that today's world is a very tough place to be in. People may not share with you how they really are feeling because they're embarrassed to do it or they don't want to share their depression or what have you. But a lot of people, the world is a different place today, Jack, than when I grew up in the 50s and the 60s. It's very tough on you and on your emotions. And then people get into a financial fix. I was a financial advisor for 33 years and I retired from that position about 3 years ago. And so I dealt with people who had money, but there are more people that don't have money. And so they get into depression. They get to thinking of suicidal thoughts and things of that nature. And I get someone who is in that mindset that will email me back and say, you know, I was thinking some pretty crazy thoughts. I listened to your video, and it really it jogged me out of it. Thank you, John, very much.
Wow.
Now, that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, but it's scary, but I'll tell you what, it makes you want to do another video, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'll go back to what you and I both said, that, you know, the ones that I think may not be, you know, may not hit the spot, actually do hit the spot. So I had a fellow call me up last week and said that he had some pretty strange thoughts. And he said that it enabled him to go see his doctor, to have a different outlook on life. And he said, thank you very much. And so that's the only payback that I need, is to know that people are enjoying these out there, that they are quick, but they are a lot of them are based on failure and success, because mm-hmm. you must have failure to be successful.
And
have to fail.
Yeah, it that seems to be a common theme in the industry that you and I are both in, you know, in sort of our day jobs, right? In the franchising space, there's so much of that, you know, fail, success. And it seems like the same story that we hear from every franchisor and franchisee that we speak with. So in that franchising world, you're now with the Blue Water Group, correct?
That's correct. Blue Water is out of Minneapolis. They've been in the franchise space for a little bit over 20 years, and they cut their teeth on and really do a good job on local area marketing for franchisees. In other words, I have a piece of franchise, and it's a sit-down restaurant. We will help market to the population within a so many mile radius of that store, get customers into the store to eat the pizza. And we also do onboarding. So if a new franchisee has just opened up his unit, mm-hmm. we will do the brand opening for that, marketing for it. We do direct mail. We do social media. And then over the past years, people have said, you know, can you do franchise development? In other words, lead generation. Can you give me leads to find new franchisees for my franchise brand? Mm-hmm. And we always said that we didn't want to do it, because we didn't want to be just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that area is very tired right now. It is primarily brokers who you know, sell their leads for $25 or $500 or $400. It's very tired. And so what we did is we found actually and incubated artificial intelligence to incorporate that within our lead generation system. And the best way that I explain this to individuals is that if you've heard of Watson, the IBM artificial intelligence computer, yep. This, what we have, is a sibling to Watson. It's not IBM's, but we have a sibling that is as powerful as Watson. And we turned on to find the perfect franchisee for franchise systems. And the way that this is done is primarily by gathering first-party profile information of what does a current successful franchisee look like.
Uh-huh.
We gather those attributes, and typically we'll get hundreds of attributes if we can. We only want those of the most successful franchisees that you do have. And then we load them into this, we call it AIM, Artificial Intelligent Mind. We load them into AIM, and we go on a minimum of 6 month contract, because what the computer program does, the algorithm, is that it begins to learn. It's like a child. Hmm. So we turned it on today. We had 200 or 300 attributes of what a successful franchisee looks like. And then we turn it on. And it begins to learn. It goes 24/7, never stops, never forgets anything that it's learned, and it continues to learn. And as it goes on, you're going to get more leads and more higher quality leads as time progresses. And so the first and second month, pretty much it's learning. You're going to get leads, but it's learning. the third and fourth and fifth months, it really starts to turn this on and provide more leads. And then about month four and five and six, the leads are very high quality because it has learned. So we can do this on a geofencing. This software is very scary. When I mentioned how you can actually geofence this, if I wanted to, if you're in your office right now and you're sitting at your desk,
yes,
we could tell this computer from the center of your desk, going out 1,500 feet, we could geofence that 1,500 feet in a radius, and we could capture any and all internet traffic that is going on in that space. And we could then gather all your cell phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We could gather anything that's on a tablet or on a PC. And as long as it's using internet-based, we find out who you are and where you're going. And we track you then.
That's fascinating. Fascinating use of tracking and really, really a fascinating use of artificial intelligence to look at these data points and try to learn who a good franchise candidate would be. Tell me about some of the data points and attributes of a franchise candidate that your system is looking at. Is it, you know, starting with demographics, I would assume, and then getting into other stuff? What makes a good candidate for most of these folks?
Well, only they know what makes a good candidate for their franchise system, because quick service restaurant concept is going to be different than a nail, you know, someone who does nails and someone who does hair, a stylist, etc. So it all depends on that unique franchise system. So what we do is the leads that we gather, Jack, are for that franchisor only. In other words, we don't gather a lead and shop it to 15 or 20 or 100 different franchise brands.
Good.
That lead belongs to that franchisor, and so when you ask what are the attributes of a successful franchisee, every system has a different attributes that are unique to their system. And once they're put in there, you know, we can even start with just their name and their email address,
mm-hmm.
and the computer will go out and find that individual. It will determine that. Because of the learnings, that capability that it has, it will remember that this individual is a top candidate as a franchisee, and he is on a sports channel on TV, or he's on the internet on a sports-oriented ESPN, whatever site,
mm-hmm.
at 2:15 on Sunday afternoons, every Sunday afternoon. And it will place an impressionable ad in front of that person at that point, at that spot.
Wow.
It becomes very intrusive. Actually, when I first learned of this and began monetizing this, I thought, you know, this is pretty spooky. But actually, Google, Amazon, and Facebook have been doing this for years.
Sure. And I would
know who you are.
I would assume the results are good, but also it's really a cost effective ad spend, because you're not spending a lot of marketing dollars going after people who just, you know, wouldn't hit the right data points, right?
There you go. You're not doing what we call a shotgun. You're not sending out there. Now, people that are listening to this can say, well, what you're doing is just simply dropping a cookie onto somebody's computer. It's much more than that. Mm-hmm. What we do is we shoot a bullet rather than a shotgun. So that that impression that we're going to send out for a six-month campaign, for the minimum, we're probably going to have about 20 million impressions that are put out there over 6 months.
Wow.
They are going to be put out only to these people at the right time, mm-hmm. and on the right device. The computer will know whether to reach you on your cell phone, on your tablet, or on your PC. It knows that you have three different computers. Even if that there is a family computer that different family members use in the household,
mm-hmm.
it knows when this specific individual gets on the computer, it knows that it's that individual, not the spouse, not the children, et cetera.
Right.
So it's very spooky. I say that with kind of a laugh because, you know, that's when I think of what we have in a commercial sense. And then you wonder what the U.S. government has or all the governments do have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that'll turn your head. That really.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah. Don't go there, John, because I think I'm on a watch list right now from the government. They're going to shut us down here pretty quick.
I'm sure that you're not alone.
So how long have you been doing this artificial intelligence work at Blue Water? Is this relatively new or has Blue Water been doing this a while?
Yeah, it's relatively new. We brought it on board about 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. So
we've got
okay.
a number of clients that are currently in searches, and it's really fun to watch. The analytics on this also are very important. So it's got great analytics to show you where this person came from and how they came from it. And we were just talking today. We've got a stylist brand that we brought on, and we're doing looking for the franchisees, but also I believe what we're going to do at some point is be looking for stylists.
Mm.
And so, they have a hard time, you know, it's very competitive out there trying to find a stylist.
Yeah.
Because you've got all the different brands. And
getting into like actual staffing, not just franchisee recruiting, right?
Yep. We can use that for it. And here's how you can actually do. We've got several cosmetology schools in Minneapolis. We can actually target the building that the school is in.
Mm-hmm.
And we can capture all of the traffic, the internet traffic, cell phone, et cetera, that is coming out of that building, which is a cosmetology school, which then you're only going to get all cosmetology individuals and students. So we can target an actual address. We can't target the actual floor of that building, but we can target that building right now to find those that are cosmetology students and then put an impression in front of them from one of our clients who needs cosmetologists.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spooky?
Yeah, you know, you say it's spooky, and I guess it is, but, you know, from a marketing standpoint, I find it fascinating, right? But also, it's spooky, but if you're helping people find a job or find a good fit or a better job, or you're helping a business owner find a good fit, then, you know, it's not really spooky. It's actually a really good thing. So I applaud that. That's very cool.
You've been watching motivational videos.
You know, I've been changing my thinking, right? So what's next with the artificial intelligence or anything else with Blue Water? Any you know, sort of evolution coming down the road, or what do you guys see?
Well, they also Blue Water just turned on here about 2 months ago. A system they call Fusion, which is doing local area marketing for franchisees. We developed our own software system, and it is very, very energetic, I should say, in the capabilities that it has for a new franchisee and an existing franchisee to publicize and monetize that brand for local area marketing. And so we've got that, and we're very excited about that. And we've got the artificial intelligence, which is the first of its kind in the country. We're actually doing several searches now overseas also. So we can do only limited by language. So we say we can do it if it's an English-speaking country. So we're doing some searches in the UK, in Canada, and in Australia. Australia's been a very good market. A lot of interest in Australia.
Wow.
So that's
cool.
What's new at Blue Water. It's very exciting. And the other exciting thing is that it's almost 50 degrees here today in Minneapolis, and just like you're in Chicago,
yeah.
Spring is coming, Jack.
Yeah, and summer's just behind it, so it's time for us upper Midwesterners to get out there and live a little. So, John, thanks so much for joining us today. If people have some questions specifically for you, they want to learn a little bit more about the artificial intelligence stuff at Blue Water, or even jack up your thinking, where should we send these people?
They can be sent to John@bluewaterbrand.com.
Got it. Nice and easy. John@bluewaterbrand.com. And we'll have a link back to Blue Water as well as Jack Up Your Thinking on the Social Geek Radio website and Facebook pages and all of those fine places as well. Mr. Geenan, thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio today.
Pleasure's mine, Jack. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night, everyone. And we'll see you next week on Social Geek Radio. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.